Analysis: Israel blew open an energy war with Iran that Trump will find hard to stop. When Iran retaliated with a strike on Qatari energy assets after Israel targeted the South Pars gas field, an angry Trump was quick to tell out Netanyahu to serve his first attempt at de-escalation. By Ben Samuels. Washington: The past 24 hours in the U.S.-Israel war against Iran marked the most significant escalation for all affected parties since the war's launch. The conflict, already rapidly redefining the global status quo, has not only threatened to upend global energy markets and shake U.S. Gulf ties, but also brought the latest public airing of the dirty laundry between Washington and Jerusalem. Israel's targeting of Iran's South Pars gas field on Wednesday was a brazen move after it had earlier told the U.S. that it would not target fuel depots or any other energy infrastructure. Iran's expansion of retaliatory strikes, most crucially on Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city and natural gas facilities vital to the global energy market, is a significant indication that the Iranian regime is willing to match escalation with escalation, and treats the conflict as existential with little interest in an off-ramp. What appeared to be most significant, however, was U.S. President Donald Trump's first apparent attempt at toning things down in nearly 3 weeks. Trump forcefully insisted that both the U.S. and Qatar lacked any advance knowledge of Israel's strike on South Pars. This is despite various reports claiming that the U.S. had advance knowledge and did not block the strike in order to send a message to Iran that efforts to block oil trade via the Strait of Hormuz would not be tolerated. Whether or not such tacit U.S. approval existed, Trump later attempted to put the genie back in the bottle by insisting the United States knew nothing about this particular attack and Qatar was in no way, shape, or form involved with it, nor did it have any idea that it was going to happen. Clearly smarting over the unprecedented damage done to Qatar and the potential shock to global energy markets he is desperately trying to control in real time, Trump warned Iran that if it attacks Qatar again, the U.S. with, or without the help or consent of Israel, will massively blow up the entirety of the South Pars gas field at an amount of strength and power that Iran has never seen or witnessed before. Despite his threats, the clearest message from Trump's comments was his apparent disapproval of Israel's actions, even if made retroactively and cynically. This is the third occasion in Trump's second presidential term in which he condemned Israeli military actions that go against American interests. First was Israel's early violations of the June 2025 ceasefire with Iran, and Israel's attack on Hamas leadership in Doha last September. But both instances saw Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu capitulate to Trump, contradicting any prior claims that the two allies were in total lockstep and coordination. At the end of the day, all parties involved understand that the U.S. calls the shots and Israel follows. Netanyahu, speaking on Thursday, dismissed the fake news that Israel somehow dragged the U.S. into a conflict with Iran. Does anyone really think that someone can tell President Trump what to do? Come on. Netanyahu further said Israel had acted alone in the South Pars strike, a claim that goes against Israel's initial message of coordination that predated Trump's public disavowal. For Netanyahu, being temporarily humiliated for half a day is worth keeping Trump in his favor for the long run. Trump's choice: escalation or a bad deal. While stopping short of directly condemning Israel's actions, senior U.S. officials on Thursday, including Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, acknowledged more explicitly than ever that the United States and Israel, even while working in lockstep, have different end goals in this conflict. For now, U.S. goals of degrading Iran's military capabilities and Israel's goal of regime change appear to be on parallel tracks. But there may come a point, whether in hours, days, or weeks, that their interests begin to conflict. This will only be fueled as the war's domestic critics are decrying Trump's decision-making with increasing intensity, even if this has encouraged the president to double down for the time being. Trump on Thursday, rather than ratchet up tensions with Israel, said he'd spoken to Netanyahu and agreed there would not be any additional Israeli targeting of Iranian energy sites without his explicit approval. But if he wants to declare victory and save face, the world will still contend with the new realities in the Strait of Hormuz, in which energy sites throughout the Gulf are deemed fair game by Iran. If Trump chooses to assert dominance through force, the status quo will only become more volatile. Either way, U.S. strategy and Israel's strategy, in turn, are entirely dependent on Trump's mood rather than any sort of planning. As much as Trump wants to keep his blinders on as his Iranian excursion, as he calls it, continues, it is not nearly so simple. The more he relies on bluster, the narrower his choices become: further escalation or a bad deal. Americans' outrage over gas prices, billions in supplemental funding, and growing anger among U.S. Arab allies and the international community over the costs they are bearing are mounting. Trump's brief, isolated nod toward de-escalation suggests he understands there are limits to how far he can take this war.